From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June the 24th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency voted on Tuesday, June the 23rd, to move an application by Sunstream Partners to create a solar energy farm in the town of Greenport. The farm would be located on land owned by Kenneth Crane and A. Colarusso & Son on County Route 31. It would house a 21-acre solar panel field. The primary beneficiaries for the solar energy produced at the location would be St. Peter's Partners and the Center for Disability Services, both based in Albany. The project would cost roughly $12 million, and the primary investor in the project was identified as M&T Bank. The matter now moves to a public hearing when the public will have the opportunity to weigh in on the proposal. A date for the public hearing is forthcoming. That is a story that you can read in today's Register Star. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that the section of Route 9G north of the Dutchess Columbia line will be resurfaced this summer. Traffic delays may result. Patching on the road is being removed in preparation for the repairs, according to a spokesman from the New York State Department of Transportation. The patching has been applied to repair damage that occurred since the section was last resurfaced in 1997. The underlying road will not be stripped or removed before the new asphalt is applied. The work is part of a larger repair and maintenance project throughout the region. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Columbia County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state last month, according to state data released on Tuesday, June the 23rd. The jobless rate in Columbia County was 3.9%, down from 4.4% a year earlier. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 5.7% last month, down from 6.5% in May of 2014. The jobless rate in Delaware, Dutchess, Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan counties fell during the same period as well. The national unemployment rate in May was 5.5%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That is a story that you can read in today's Daily Freeman. Breathing Lights, the Capital Region's submission for the Bloomberg Philanthropies Public Art Challenge, was one of four projects in the U.S. announced to receive a grant of $1 million. The grant goes to put lights in windows in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy next year. Artist Adam Freeland and architect Barbara Nelson will illuminate the street-facing windows of hundreds of vacant buildings in the three cities in October 2016 with the grant.
We wanted the idea to relate very much so to the Capital Region and what is specific about our area. And one of the things is that it happens to be the place that invented the light bulb. It's where GE is based. And at the same point in time, it's a place with a whole lot of vacancies, because a lot of industry left, though GE is still there. So we had this idea that would use technology and somehow take place in vacant buildings. And the idea was to create a very sort of simple LED lighting element that would go into the windows of vacant buildings and create a breathing effect. Now, to see this in one building is one thing. The strength of the project was meant to be in its scale. So hundreds and hundreds of buildings would have this happening. So throughout the three cities, when you're driving, the idea was, is when you're driving down the streets, you would just be seeing out of the corner of your eye different buildings breathing light. And hence, that's the title of the piece, Breathing Lights.
Project's website announced, and I quote, "Warm light will fill each window with a diffused glow that pulses with the gentle rhythm of human breathing. Concentrated in economically disadvantaged neighborhoods with high vacancy rates, these installations will transform vacant structures from pockets of shadows into places of warmth," end quote. Freeland will discuss the project on WGXC on Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Saturday morning special. Finally, Matthew Lazar in Radio Survivor reports that The Ground, an internet radio station run by Josh Kogan and Vicky Vergolina, has launched down the Hudson River in Beacon. Vergolina produces for the Both Sides Now radio program, and Kogan hosts the podcast Undergrowth through the Radio Hive Collection in New York City. They're using the former assistant principal's office in the old Beacon High School as a studio and are looking for hosts. They said, and I quote, "Our mission is to operate a community radio station where members can come in, record, and air on our web-based station. Broadcasting voices and melody brings a different way of communicating in an overwrought media culture where the art of conversation is sometimes muted and other times lost. We believe it is important to get community conversation going and to create a forum that gets underrepresented voices and sounds heard, end quote. That is a story that you can read at Radio Survivor. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. On Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., increasing clouds, a high near 79. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. On Friday, a chance of showers mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The sun rose today at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 15 minutes. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 24th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.